And now it's time for Training Camp Today with Neil Roberts and the Minnesota Vikings.
A couple changes are certain for the Vikings this season. A new punter will be one, as Jeff Locke has moved on, and a battle between Ryan Quigley and Taylor Samaik has emerged. And Taylor joins us now. You were one of the top punters in the country coming out of Texas Tech a couple years ago, and you've had a couple rookie camps with the Vikings now. How are things going for you?
I think it's going well. Just constantly learning, every day competing, getting to enjoy the days. The weather out here is amazing, too. It's been a lot of fun.
What's the key, do you think, you know, from your days at Texas Tech to being an NFL punter?
I think it's just you have to be a constant learner. So I'm constantly learning from Quigley. He's a veteran guy, learning things that he does and applying it to my game.
All right, hey, we'll talk more about the keys to success when we come back.
Four Bears Casino and Lodge has so much to offer before summer runs out. Take in beautiful Lake Sakakawea on their two-story full food and beverage yacht. Book a private yacht sailing to have your wedding party or any group event. While you're at it, grab your boogie shoes and get down to the Four Bears Casino and Lodge Event Center August 19th for KC and the Sunshine Band. Dress in your best 70s getup for a chance to win prizes after the concert in the Pocket Aces Lounge. Tickets available now by calling 701-627-7575 or visit fourbearscasino.com. Four Bears Casino and Lodge, 4 miles west of Newtown, North Dakota.
New text message. One Mississippi. A glance down. Two Mississippi. Just a quick text back. Three Mississippi. Life can change forever in a few thumb swipes. In fact, texting makes you 23 times more likely to crash. It's illegal, dangerous, and too often deadly. So remember the code for the road. You drive, you text, you pay.
A safety message from the North Dakota Department of Transportation and your local law enforcement.
We're with Taylor Samaik, Vikings punter. And Taylor, I know you're a former soccer player as well. How does that transfer to the football field, if at all?
It's just a natural swing, too, and I've been doing it since I was a little kid. So it's an easier transition, I would say, from kicking a soccer ball to a football. Kind of that motion developed. So it is nice to have that as a background.
We talked about some of those keys before, too. I know Coach Prefer has mentioned looking for a big leg, also looking for directional punting. A lot of stuff goes into it the average fan might not understand. And some of those intricacies, I'm guessing, are things you're working on down here, right?
Absolutely.
What's your strong suit, do you think?
I think just naturally, just the stronger leg just down the field kind of thing. That's my strong suit. But I love that we're going directionally because it just adds another avenue to my game that I can use and helps with punt team, helping with limiting the return.
You know, you mentioned Mr. Quigley earlier and hanging out with Ryan. It seems like you guys have forged a pretty good relationship. In the end, it's going to come down to you versus him, I guess. Kind of a weird dichotomy maybe, right?
Yeah. No, it's a weird thing, but we kind of make it work, which is great. It's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, hey, really appreciate your time and have a great rest of camp, Taylor. Hope to see you more in 2017.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Taylor Samaik with us. That concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Training Camp Today, brought to you in part by Four Bears Casino and Lodge, by the North Dakota Department of Transportation, and the Boulder Tap House, your sports bar training camp today headquarters in Mankato.